Hi, I'm Leanne Blaney, adventure coach, speaker, and award-winning author. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast, where we are having conversations about what might be holding you back and how to move forward to achieve your dream life. Come along on a journey and set yourself up by having freedom in your choices, becoming grounded and centered, and learn how to speak from the heart. For more information, go to leanneblaney.com. Let's ignite your life. Maureen Wise is the founder of Wise Heart Studio and her coaching business, Success Pathways. She is a certified practitioner of coaching and is on a mission to help transform the lives and businesses of those she works with through mindfulness and mindfully expressive art. Hi, Maureen. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hey, Leanne. How are you going today?
Really well, and I'm really excited about talking about our theme of mindfulness today. But before we get into that, do you want to tell us a bit about yourself and how you got to this point where you're talking about mindfulness with people?
Yeah, I suppose because I've been coaching for quite a few years and just coaching women about transformation and changing themselves. And I found that I was quite often going from one thing to another and not really landing on any one particular thing, which created a lot of confusion. And also created a lot of anxiety for myself. I have been had a history of anxiety. And when I came across mindfulness, it was just like, wow, this is just what's hit the... It just brought everything together. And it was what I'd been looking for so long. And then practicing the mindfulness really brought me back to myself, to my core self. And I thought, this is what I need to do. And it was just amazing how everything just unfolded. Just fell into place. And yeah, it's just like when you know you're in flow, it's not too hard anymore. Before it was all like too hard pushing a rock uphill. Now it's just easy, just comes as naturally as possible. So yeah, I suppose that's probably where it was. I suppose it started like having anxiety for years and years. I even wrote about that in my book, in the chapter Warrior to Warrior. And so realizing that mindfulness was a way to overcome anxiety. And I thought, well, what else can this do? And just tapped into it, thinking it was just meditating. And it's so much more than that. And just became the solution to so many other questions.
Yeah, it's definitely getting out there now, isn't it? People are talking about mindfulness and the power of it. So if we want to start off today, I mean, it's a great segue into our theme for the day, talking about mindfulness. So do you want to tell us a bit about, if somebody doesn't really know what mindfulness means, what's your sort of definition of it, or what do you think it means to you?
Well, mindfulness is just really about being present in the moment. It's about being consciously aware of what we're doing, of what we're feeling, of what we're thinking, and having that non-attachment to those thoughts and those feelings, not being caught up in the fear of the moment or just having our thoughts run away with us and then creating all these scenarios of possible things that could go wrong so that then we're in the present, or worrying about what's happened in the past. In the future, and then worrying about what's in the past. So we're really just being in the present moment, because in this moment, all change happens. Everything happens from this moment onwards. We only have this moment. The past is gone. The future, we have absolutely no guarantees of. We've just got this moment, and every change that we make is a decision made right now. And so mindfulness is really maximising that moment, being truly present and just allowing our senses to come through to not really engage with things that aren't working for us, but just being aware. So being aware and being present to those things are really important in mindfulness.
Yeah, and do you find that there's a lot of people out there that they're so busy with stuff, they're busy doing, and I find a lot of them are worrying about the future. What if this happens? What if that happens? That a lot of people are forgetting to come back and just be present in the moment.
Absolutely. And this causes a maximum amount of stress. There's so many people these days who are stressed about work, or they're feeling frustrated, or all these negative emotions are coming through. And that actually impacts on our productivity. It impacts on how we actually function and make decisions. Because if we're making a decision based on the heat of the moment, as opposed to just breathing, calming, and just being present, and then making a more clear decision. Yeah, it just, this is what the problem is. And so mindfulness just really helps with that. And I found even for myself, like for example, the other morning I woke up quite early, and then here you wake up and all that shit's going through your head. You've just got stuff churning through your mind and worries and fears and all the rest of it. And I couldn't get back to sleep. And I thought, okay. So part of mindfulness is also meditation. I'll talk about formal and informal mindfulness in a moment. And so I went out and just sat and meditated for a while. And then when I came back, I was more calm. My mind had just settled and I just drifted back to sleep. And it was just the most wonderful thing to be able to do. And to do that, to be able to just calm the mind by consciously doing something else, is just a wonderful tool to be able to have. Yeah,
definitely. And I noticed the other day I was out, I went to a cricket match and I was sitting there watching people, and even myself, I got caught up. I have to take photos, you know, I've got to put it on social media, let people know. And I thought, hang on, take your photos, sit down and really just enjoy what's happening. Because sometimes when we're not even mindful of what's going on around us, we're too caught up putting things out on social media, letting people know what you're doing, instead of just going, wow, I'm really just enjoying this, that, you know, that ball coming off the bat, hearing that, letting your senses go because there's music everywhere. And I find that I think social media has a big impact on people, isn't it? Like in not being mindful and being in the present.
Absolutely. And how did you feel when you were associating with all the social media and trying to get everything done? And then when you just were present, how did that make you feel?
It's a huge difference because of the there's calmness and there's just this, you know, magnificent feeling of just knowing what's all around you. You sort of can see everything a lot more rather than, I think you get too focused on one little point in front of you rather than what's actually happening all around you.
Exactly. And I firmly believe that this is where memories are made. Mm. Because if we're not consciously aware and we're just doing everything and multitasking, as we call it, there's no such thing really as multitasking, we're doing all of this, we're not aware of what's happening in the moment. We're not actually committing anything to our mind to create a memory. Mm. But when we're consciously aware and we're present and we're feeling things, and memories are created with feelings as well. So we've got to be feeling that joy or feeling that happiness or feeling whatever it is in that moment. That's where memories are created. And so to me, I think there's going to be a huge gap in a lot of people's memories in the future.
Yeah.
Unless they have photographs of it. Of course, that's the way they'll remember. Having taken a photo.
Well, photos are great, aren't they, when you do look back on things? But I suppose what's more powerful is the emotion you're attaching that particular experience.
Exactly. So
if you're just looking at it thinking, yeah, I was there and that's all you see, and you're not actually feeling the joy or the happiness, or, you know, there's some really great feelings to have there that people are just not having because they're not being in the present.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. You've just got to be able to feel what you're feeling at the time and allow that to come up. And on the other, talking about feeling too, there's also in tuning into our senses, there's also a sense of non-attachment. Mm. So non-attachment can be for, like, if we've got thoughts going through our heads of worrying about this, fear about that, doing all that. And so not attaching anything to that sense, that thought, more than anything, like we're attached to the senses, we're feeling in the senses but not attached to the thought. Give it no weight, just let it float through and then go. We can reduce a lot of stresses that way as well, because thoughts can obviously control how we feel. It controls so much. It starts with the thought, doesn't it? And so we can just allow that thought to go through. And I was talking to you a little bit earlier about formal and informal mindfulness.
Mm.
So the formal mindfulness is when we're sitting down meditating, and this is where we have non-attachment and we just allow thoughts to go through. We might have things, oh, I've got to do this, got to do that, whatever. And if we just allow that to go through and not associate any particular attachment to it, we can be far more present in the moment. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing a thing about, it's called training the puppy. You know, when you're meditating and your mind just wanders, as it naturally does.
Yes.
And the more that we meditate, the easier it is. And we just go, okay, so it's like when you train a puppy. The puppy runs around and you want him to sit on the mat, right? So he runs away, you bring him back, you gently put him back on the mat. And then he runs away, you gently bring him back and put him on the mat, you gently, and you give him a little reward. And then soon he learns to stay on the mat. It's the same with our mind. If we chastise ourselves, oh, my God, I'm not doing this right, you know, and my mind's going, I'm thinking about this, trying to meditate, and it's just not working. Of course it's not going to work. There's too much resistance there. But when we go, okay, so my mind's just wandered off, bring it back, sit it on the mat, focus on your breathing, bring it back to the centre, focus on your breathing. And when it wanders off again, okay, just bring it back. But be very gentle with ourselves and kind. And we'll find that meditation will become such an easier thing to do. And this is why people stress, because they're not doing it right, you know. There is no right or wrong. It's just the mind is the mind. So just let it go. Lose that attachment to what the thought is and bring it back to the centre. So that's formal mindfulness. And doing that on a daily basis strengthens those neural pathways so that it becomes a lot easier. Mm. With the informal mindfulness, it's more about being present with what we're doing in that moment, because we can't spend every day meditating like all day every day. We've got lives to live. And so whatever we're doing, whether it be, like I know you do a lot of adventure coaching, so whether we're engaged in an adventure, being present to that, noticing, like if you're rock climbing, what am I feeling? What are my fingers touching? What am I feeling within me? You know, the ropes and things, are they tight on me or whatever, the breeze on my face, and just being aware of all those senses, that's being present in the moment in an informal way. And that can be as simple as washing a cup in the sink, feeling the water on your fingers, feeling the, the temperature of the water as well, and just, you know, the smoothness of the cup or whatever, and just little tiny things. And that just brings our focus back to being present in the moment. The more we do that, the easier it becomes, and we become more calm generally overall. And so we learn to manage our emotions a lot more, because we know how to bring ourselves back to a place of calm by just focusing on what's happening in the moment rather than worrying about stress, this, that, and the other. I've got to do this, got to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's something that I bring into my coaching as well, is the use of the senses to be present, to really enjoy what's actually happening around you instead of living in the future or the past all the time.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Using those senses is so important, isn't it? And using as many as possible in the one go.
Absolutely, because the senses are only in the present. Mm. The senses aren't in the past and they're not in the future. It's what we're sensing now. So when we bring in those senses, it just naturally brings us back to the present. It can't do anything but that. Mm. So then all the other worries for the future, anxiety is fear of the future, that just goes. And the worry and the fear or the sadness or the regret or the depression from the past, that just disappears as well, because we're just here right now.
Yeah.
This is the only moment that we have.
Exactly. Yeah. And one thing that I've found that when you're using your senses is that you do become more centered and grounded, don't you? So I suppose it is mindfulness that when you're doing that, you can have that more balanced life, can't you? You can feel...
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And some of the other benefits that I've found that I think are really important when we engage in a mindfulness lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle, are things like not just the self-awareness, because we're more self-aware of what we're thinking, where we are, what we're feeling, what we're doing, rather than working on autopilot. Like driving to work and thinking, oh, my God, I don't remember getting here. How did I get here? But there's the self-awareness. But then there's compassion. These sort of feelings come up as well. So it's compassion for ourselves, not beating up on ourselves, compassion for other people. We become a lot more aware. Gratitude is another one. So when we're grateful for the moment, we practice gratitude. It brings us back to that moment and being far more mindful and, yeah, just being there. And communication is important too, because we create the empathy for other people. Connection, love, all of these qualities come through when we're mindful, because we're then just letting go of all those other things that aren't, those emotions that aren't serving us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that can happen in eating too, like when we're mindfully eating. We're not just eating because food's there. We think about what we're eating. We look at what the food, we savour the food, we enjoy the food. And boy, can that be a great way to lose weight when we slow down and just we're not putting so much in our gob, you know, we're thinking about what we're eating. And so many of those things, yeah, reduction of stress and everything.
Yeah, because it's one of those things, isn't it? Like, and I know I caught myself out a couple of years ago when I was, you know, eating just in front of the TV because it's just my partner and I. We thought, oh, it's just easier, watch TV. And you're eating a lot more. You're not realising that you're eating so much and you're not getting those messages of being full, isn't it? So,
yeah, because mindlessly rather than mindfully. Yeah.
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 Now, we've touched on a few of the benefits. Well, there's quite a few benefits that we've talked about. And we've also talked about a couple of ways of doing it, like being grateful, doing meditating. Is there other ways that you promote of doing mindfulness? So I know you run different workshops and things to help promote mindfulness.
Yeah. One of the core things is to look at what we're focusing on. There are three actual things that people tend to focus on. And what we choose to focus on creates our world. As we all know, what you focus on is what you get to the exclusion of everything else. So three main things that we can focus on, and just this is a practice that you can do to become more mindful, is, okay, am I focusing on myself or am I focusing on others? If we're just focusing on, and we need to self-nurture and we need to look after ourselves as well, and then we need to take that out and focus on how am I impacting on others, how am I being with other people? And I think that's really important, how we look at where we are interacting with others as well. Are we present to that particular person when we're speaking to them? Are we communicating properly, or are we just like blah, 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 and run off and do our own thing? So that's one of the things we can focus on, that that can practice mindfulness just in it every day. Be aware of, am I focusing on what I want to say or what I'm listening to the other person and what they have to say? The next one is focusing on, are we in our past, our present, or our future? Be aware of that. Am I worrying about what I've done in the past, regret, blah, blah, blah? Am I worrying about the future? And, yeah, we've got a plan for the future, but am I worrying about it? But just be aware and just say, okay, take a deep breath, focusing on the present right now. What can I control within my presence now, or what's out of my control? If it's out of your control, let it go. It's within your control. Take action. Yeah. And the third thing is, a lot of people focus on what they have, gratefulness, or what they're missing out on. Mm. And if we're focusing on what we're missing, we're always going to be miserable. But if we're focusing on what we're grateful for, regardless of how much we have or don't have, just be grateful for that. I love to do a gratitude journal every day. I think that's a really good thing to do. I go for a walk every day. And then I also think gratitude, and then I write it down. And I think that's important too. So a couple of things that we can do, practical things, is to create your day in the morning. Have a routine. Have a morning routine. And we've heard about this. I know Tony Robbins talks about his hour of power. Mm. And there's all different things. And it doesn't have to go for a whole hour. Fit it into your time. In my routine, I always include meditation, exercise, and then I'll do something like building my own awareness by reading or doing some journal writing, maybe some gratitude, stuff like that. So I think of it as mind, body, spirit. So if we just focus on those three areas and create your own routine, yes, so take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, depending on what you can do, the longer you can do it, the better. But have that routine. Get up 15 minutes earlier, half an hour earlier. Have that to start your day. Create your day rather than have your day create you. I think that's important. And the other thing that I do, obviously, is the intuitive art. And I run intuitive art workshops. And that, again, is getting into flow, getting into a mindful state, and just allowing to come through what comes through. And it's all about the process. And, again, it's letting go of the outcome. So not thinking about what the actual end picture is, just allowing what comes through to come through and not giving it any meaning. It's all about how we express ourselves. We don't judge it. Losing the judgment, that's important too. So even if people aren't into intuitive art, start writing or just scribbling, whatever, but just expressing yourself in a certain way. but not give it any meaning, any weight, just getting it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Find what works for you, because there is so much out there. Like there's, I love the idea of creating a mandala. I know you've run classes on that. That really intrigues me, because I think, you know, that creates that more mindfulness, being there in the moment. It's like with a lot of my clients, I say, when you go for that walk or whatever you're doing outside, just take moments and go, oh, I'm so grateful that tree's there, that lizard that ran across my path. You know, just be grateful and mindful of what you're actually, or where you are actually, and what you're feeling. Because a lot of the time I've noticed people, they don't want to acknowledge what's going on. It's too hard. But if they just take that moment, acknowledge it, so many more answers will come to you. So many more solutions will come to you.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's, for a lot of people, they don't want to acknowledge it because it doesn't even enter their awareness.
Yeah.
It's not something that they're doing, because we live so mindlessly and we just are on autopilot so much. Oh, I've got to go for a walk. So we go for a walk, blah, 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 blah. Done my exercise. Great. Come home. But go for your walk. And like you say, notice the trees. Notice the little incidences like a lizard running across your path. Notice the breeze on your face. Notice the feel of your shoes under your foot. Notice just little things. It doesn't have to be huge things. It's all very tiny little things. But it's just creating that awareness. And when you come back from your walk, you'll just feel so much more fulfilled, calmer, relaxed, and ready to go into your day in a much more calm way, and so much more productive then, because the brain just functions so much better. And isn't that what, you know, in business we're all about, productivity? So mindfulness is huge. And so I have a goal, I'm taking this into businesses as well, creating a program to take into businesses, because I think particularly with leadership, the more that leaders can be more mindful, they can be more aware of the people that they work with, mindful of their own impact in their business. And if they're calm and not stressed, that's going to have an impact on other people, and productivity will lift.
I love it. Love these goals. And I could keep talking on this topic, because I just believe it's so important for the world we live in now. But thank you so much, Maureen, for coming on and talking mindfulness with me and for our listeners. So if anyone wants to contact you and find out more about what you do, where's the best place for them to go to?
Well, they can contact me on Facebook. I am setting up a website at the moment. It's still getting there. But Facebook's probably the best one, so Maureen Wise. Or even email me, maureen@successpathways.com.au. So Success Pathways being my business. So, yeah, that's probably the best way to contact me. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Leanne. It has been an absolute wonderful pleasure to share that with you.
Oh, you're welcome. Igniters, with the increase of stress, depression and anxiety in our society, which leads to low quality of life for people, Maureen uses her gifts to help those who struggle with life. If you want to contact Maureen, go to her Facebook page or email her on maureen@successpathways.com.au. For learning how to add adventure to your life and start creating your dream life rather than letting life happen to you, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.